The central bank's Director General for Banking Supervision, Moses Makurdeng, ordered all commercial banks operating in South Sudan to freeze and block the bank accounts of Abraham Awolich, Wani Michael, Jame David Kolok, Kwela Gwerkwel, and Rajab Mohandes. In a statement released yesterday, Deng also ordered banks to freeze and block the bank accounts of the SAD Institute, Organization for Responsive Governance, OK Foundation, and Foundation for Democracy and Accountable Governance, claiming the four organizations have ties to the PCCA. Rajab Mohandes, a member of the People's Coalition for Civil Action, says the directive is not a surprise to him, since he knows the government wants to intimidate and silence the group.
We believe it is the government's strategy to silence civic voices, especially voices that are critical of the government and the situation in the country. Now, the People's Coalition for Civil Action issued a declaration. And in the declaration, we clearly called on the government to take responsibility for the failure of the state to manage affairs of the country. We condemned this state failure and the leadership failure in the country.
Mohandes says his group offered recommendations and called on the government to look into the concerns it raised. The transitional government responded by arresting members of the People's Coalition for Civil Action, a move Mohandes calls typical of repressive regimes. Mohandes acknowledges that closing the organization's bank accounts may affect their operations, but insists the country's leaders should know they have failed South Sudanese citizens who continue to die from preventable diseases. Mohandes says the government should focus on freezing the accounts of corrupt government officials instead of intimidating people working for the development of the nation.
We are not deterred by this attack on the personal bank accounts and the institutional bank accounts. We will continue to demand that the situation in our country changes. We will continue to mobilize South Sudanese to peacefully demonstrate to demand an end to this crisis in the country. We will reiterate our call on the government to fight corruption and to freeze accounts of its officials who have been stealing public resources and banking them outside.
Activist Wani Michael denies being a member of the People's Coalition Civil Action, but says he is a member of a group called Gumna Shabab, a non-violent youth group advocating for change in the country's governance system. Michael says the government's directive did not surprise him either. He says documents released by the Auditor General's office proves the Bank of South Sudan had aided payments and transactions that are not within the confines of the country's laws. He says the government should be sanctioning people who looted public funds instead of going after activists.
Instead of the central bank frozening the accounts of people who have embezzled and looted the money of our country, they're still coming after us. And this is a very clear signal that the Juba regime is not ready for peace. Juba regime is not ready for civil opinions and critical opinions in the country. This shows that we are living in a dictatorial regime.
Michael says several people behind bars in South Sudan are there because of their critical voices. Under South Sudanese law, a person's bank account can only be blocked or frozen if a court issues an order to do so, says Michael.
We are going to seek for legal redress in the court because the central bank did not follow the law, did not follow the Banking Act. So yes, we are going to study the issue. And we are going to go to court and challenge that order and directives in court. And we'll use the legal instruments that we have.
When South Sudan in Focus contacted Chance Panico, the communications office of the Bank of South Sudan, he declined to comment on the record. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.